When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is the New York Daily News.
Good morning, I'm Imran Sheikh, and here is your New York Daily News morning briefing for Wednesday, February 1st, 2023. President Biden pledged Tuesday to press full steam ahead on New York City's Hudson River Rail Tunnel project, starting with a $292 million cash infusion that aims to get the infrastructure initiative back on track after years of construction delays. Joined by Mayor Adams, Governor Hochul, and other local elected officials, Biden announced the multi-million dollar federal investment during a press conference at the base of one of the project's tunnels underneath Manhattan's Hudson Yards. The $292 million pledge is a drop in the bucket in the projected $30 billion cost of the Gateway program, which will refurbish rail lines between Newark and Penn Station. The down payment, sourced from a $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill signed into law by Biden in late 2021, is expected to cover half the tab for constructing the concrete casing for the project's two new Manhattan tunnels. The Hudson River Tunnel portion of the Gateway project is expected to cost $16.1 billion. In other news, NYC public school officials are expected to announce a new policy on ChatGPT that could reverse a prior ban and be much more accepting of artificial intelligence in classrooms. The AI-powered chatbot, released in November, quickly ignited a debate over its use in schools, weighing its potential as a teaching tool against its capacity for cheating and plagiarism. The Education Department blocked access to ChatGPT on its devices and Wi-Fi this month, as first reported by Chalkbeat. Officials later clarified that individual schools could request to have the website unblocked. Public perception of artificial intelligence in NYC schools is still evolving. Nearly 42% of respondents to an informal social media poll by Manhattan Borough President Mark Levine this month threw their support behind the Education Department ban, while more than a third said they disagreed with the policy. Meanwhile, State Attorney General Letitia James on Tuesday accused former President Donald Trump of lying on the record in a letter to a judge presiding over her lawsuit against his company. Trump and his lawyers have falsely denied facts they have admitted in other proceedings and failed to respond to factual allegations plainly within their knowledge. James alleges Trump and his kids violated the law through serial manipulation of the values of his properties to obtain loans, tax breaks, and other benefits. The judge had ruled the former president flouted a court-ordered deadline to turn over paperwork. Specifically, James took issue with objections from Trump's lawyers regarding when he left his company for the White House. They disagreed with a characterization from James that Trump remained the inactive president of the Trump Organization. And finally, today's forecast calls for mostly sunny skies in New York City with a high near 40 and a low near 28. For full stories on these and more topics and the latest breaking news from New York's hometown newspaper, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at NY Daily News.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.